Okay, so this is my February boo on first records. Now, I don't actually remember the very first record I bought, but I do remember records that I have bought. Now, this is going to ultra date me compared to most of the other boos I've heard on this subject so far today. A very early record I remember buying, and this is in my preteens, so late 1960s, was Mason Williams Classical Gas 45. It was the theme to a school program that we watched at school, and I loved the music so much I had to find the name of it and then get the record of it. Now, as I got older, the family business was a movie theater, so most of my LPs were movie soundtracks. And in those days, you'd buy the whole album for maybe one or two songs that were any good. But that's what you did, and then you made cassettes. Although back before cassettes, there were 8-tracks, so I made 8-tracks of favorite songs, and did the same thing in the 70s, and did the same thing in the 80s. And now we have today where actually a lot of the music on my iPod are those same records that have been converted or have been repurchased and are the digital versions of the same songs. I do like the fact that nowadays you can buy just one song, but I also remember back to the 45s, and I actually still have all my 45s, that you could get a 45 for $69 or $79 or $89 or $1.29, but you got two songs for that price, not just the one song for $69.99 or $1.29 that it is on the various places you can buy music. Music taste wise, as I gotta wrap this up, is my musical taste is still kind of the same. I still love that a lot of the old music. Late 60s to early 80s are my favorites. But also I love electronic music, and I actually love some of the new trance type music, heavy electronic instrumentals, and I don't know, that's just where it is. But early records for me are 45s and LPs, and I do still have quite a few of them, kept them safe all these years. So that's my audio boo for today.